Neil, what did you make of that game there?
Delighted with it, to be honest. I thought the second half performance was excellent. I think the fundamental difference, the key difference, and you and Woodsall both know what you're talking about, so I'm going to see whether or not you can pick this up on commentary.
Okay.
That in the first half, we didn't have any runners in behind their four. Our midfield three remained flat, where on Saturday we got Donners and Griff higher. But the reason why we couldn't get Donners and Griff out today is because the three in front of that, Keane, the young trialist and Nick, didn't stretch playing behind. And I said, that's the movement off the ball. So we were very static, we were very laborious. There'll be games where you can play that type of nine, but you look at the difference when Max came and Elliot and Jay came on and Keegan. They're prepared to run in behind, which then frees up so much space for Charlie Ennis. It's not hard. You'd have to be a wonderful coach to work that out. But the way we play, you've got a big movement off the ball. And tonight answered loads of questions. It shows that we need pace at the top end of the pitch. And when we've had it, we've murdered teams. Altrincham, Warrington, Clapton, Nuneaton. Tonight, we came up against what they call in the coaching badge now a low block, where they just basically put, you know, back five and a four, and we've got to work it out. And the only way you can work it out is to have runners that spin in behind. We didn't have it tonight. So that, for me, is a brilliant question answered.
I mean, we did pick up on it, didn't we, Woods, though? But we said it's... I don't necessarily think it's anything to do with Bilardo, but you've got Keane Baru playing his first game and he picks up an injury. You've got a trialist on the other wing and there's not much a lone striker can do, especially against a Stocksbridge defence who are well organised.
It's nothing to do with Nick. It's not. It's the three. And we knew throwing in a trialist, you don't know how the way we play. Throwing in Keane, who's been missing all pre-season. And, you know, and when you haven't played or you want to impress, you run round and chase the ball. But we do. Loads of work building up and then movement off the ball. And listen, that happens. That's okay. I'm all right with that. And all I said at half time, there was no ranting, raving. It was just we weren't working hard enough off the ball. On the ball, we're moving it sideways, backwards. It was really good, but we couldn't go anywhere because we didn't have movement in behind. Now, how many times did that happen last season where maybe a Potts or an Ennis got on the ball and, but you know, especially, you know, maybe Linney would have been on his own and then wingers then didn't go on running behind. So it might happen in games, but we've got to be able to work it out. Thankfully, we've got lads who've got the pace like, you know, Elliot, Jay, young Keegan, you know, Max Kane, and then you get your fullbacks out. And it just happens. And you can see second half, like the manager said, you know, we can't even handle your movement. And that's what he said. All right, we've probably two goals that we should do better with, both of them. You know, I think Cech's, the foul is, Curtis Jones is on the wrong line, so Cech then drops deep, and then Cech makes the foul, and, you know, lad takes away the free kick, and probably the first one is a good shot, but maybe Pat should say he should do better. But that's me being critical, because Pat was excellent. Some of the saves he made, but that's me being critical.
Well, Pat was actually our man of the match because of those saves that he made. I mean, the other thing we have to say is as well, we're playing against Stocksbridge. They've had a very, very good pre-season. They know how to play this pitch. Again, I go back to what I've said to you in the past in these interviews. There are lessons to be learnt here, and it's better to learn these lessons in pre-season.
The pitch looks beautiful from up here, but it's got a really difficult bounce on it. But I keep saying it, so has other places in the league. They were going to do it, and there's times when you can't just play your football across it, so you need your movement in behind, which then forces that little diag in behind. But if you don't have the movement in behind, the top three or the full-backs, you can't go anywhere. So that's... We don't change the style we play, but the lads have got to then work that out on the pitch. You know, where can we get Donoghue and Griffiths on like we got Nuneaton the other day? Well, we got them into areas because Max Kane ran the centre-halves away. Jay ran the full-back away. Elliot runs the full-back away. And all of a sudden, it creates space for Griffiths and Donoghue. And Donoghue opens up the goal and goes and scores against Saturday. He couldn't do that tonight because the three came too deep behind him. Sounds technical, and the listeners might think, oh, what's he talking about? But it's what we bang on about. It's what we do in training. Training session in, training session out. And tonight, first half, it didn't work, but that's all right. That's not a problem. I think we've had a fantastic pre-season and I've loved getting to know this new group.
Yeah, and obviously Kane scored and another brilliant goal from him.
He's my man of the match tonight. And not because of what Pat did. Pat did was excellent. Max Kane's movement, I've done so much work with Max Kane since he came to his football club. And at times he's throwing an arm in the air and doesn't understand why a nine has to come to play and look after the ball. To be able to tend to him behind him, I thought his movement was exceptional tonight. He dropped into little pockets, got the three in behind, and when it didn't come, bang, he stretched play. His goal was worthy of winning any football game. his movement, his chance at the back post. That's a real number nine's performance tonight for me. And he's only going to get better. Max Kane will only get better. He's 22, 23. He's really, really taken on board what we're asking of him at the minute. And he's working so hard outside of football as well, not just fitness-wise or strength-wise. The little bits in his one-to-one sessions, bringing people into play. He's got a big future as Max, but he's got to keep his feet on the floor. But when you've got a Max Kane at the top of his game like that, then anything can happen around him. And that's why I thought that's as good as I've seen Max Kane play tonight.
I agree.
What I'll say.
I agree. The only reason I didn't give him out of matches because he came on.
But I said to him before the game, and I said to Jay and to Elliot, you know, you've done loads for me now. Yeah. You've impressed so much, and I didn't want to use him tonight, but it got to the position at half time where I thought, no, we need the energy of Max and El and Jay, and we got it tonight, and the three of them are going to have a lot of joy in this league, a lot of joy.
And that then takes us obviously to our next game, Worksop. I go back to what I said to you, is Longridge. In the Longridge game, I said to you, well, that's an advert for Charlie Munro. This game here, to me anyway, has been an advert for Fitzmartin and Morris. You've got some tough choices to make.
I have. And listen, look at Fitzmartin and look at Morris today. Listen, that's no disrespect to where they played last season. Fitzmartin's used to an Atherton pitch, so he's used to looking after the ball. So if you can look after the ball at Atherton's pitch, you can look after it at Broadhurst Park. So he's going to be great. Young Elliott's come from Skem last season on really difficult surfaces, you know, in this league. So he's adapted really well. Max Kane's come from the league below, and he's been able to adapt to what it is. And we've got to say to the lad, they'll just willing runs at the top end of the pitch will bring loads of quality to us, you know. And then the lads in behind it can utilise that. But that three for me at the minute is really going to excite me, you know. And yes, you've got young Keno, and yes, you've got Keegan, and yes, you've got Dante when he comes back. Nick Pallardo, you're going to have to wrestle the shirts off him because they've done loads in pre-season. They've developed a really good relationship. So without giving too much away, you know, there you go. And then you look at Griffiths and Donoghue and Munro. It didn't work tonight because the movement wasn't right. But look at what happened when Kane, Elliot and Jay played the other day. Them three were mesmeric, you know. So there's loads. For me, I'm not going away from here going, panic, that's not right. There's loads right. I just tinker with the clientele tonight and then it didn't work first half.
What's your itinerary then now? When do we start to discover the difficult choices you've made? And
well, listen, I mean, there are difficult discussions. I mean, Curtis Jones isn't match fit yet. Jan Pelinkas has had an unbelievable pre-season. Yes. And people might look at the team selection today and go, is that his back four? I don't know if it is, because Pelinkas has been excellent. And if Curtis isn't ready yet, or if Charlie's not ready, Jan Pelinkas is going to be the best centre-half at this level in a couple of years' time. There's no doubt about it. So I've got three exceptional centre-halves. We get in Thursday, we get in Saturday, big week next week. We're in Tuesday, we're in Wednesday, we're in Thursday. Then we've got a team meeting on the Friday, you know, and then we come works up on Saturday. So this is my favourite part of pre-season now. This is my favourite part where we can get on the grass, six training sessions, walking through set pieces, walking through patterns, formations, getting lads recovered, touch wood that no one's picked up an injury in pre-season, which is great. So the real thing can't come quick enough now, but we've got a lot of work to do between now and then.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us throughout this pre-season. I've said to you off air, but it's true. This has been a really, really enjoyable pre-season. One of the better ones that we've had in a while, I'm going to suggest. So congratulations on that front. Big good luck in the next week or so, preparing for Worksop. And we'll catch up again ahead of that game.
Yeah, I just want to finish by saying, you know, two thank yous. One, for all the fans that have travelled with us in pre-season. I know it's hard, but, you know, I've seen similar faces who come every week. And the next thank yous to Jim Brunt. You know, Jim's put this pre-season schedule together. It's been a brilliant pre-season schedule. You know I didn't think that when we got on that coach to Clapton. But all in all, you know, the work that Jim's done, you know, things that people don't see, but it's been a really, really testing pre-season. So we'll see everybody at Broadhurst Park on Saturday the 12th of August.
Absolutely. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us and all the best
for
the next fortnight.
Cheers, Woods. Cheers.